Blog Talk Radio.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Give your name the highest praise today. So we say hi.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abiyah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Abba, we thank you for allowing us to see another day, and we ask you to forgive us for our sins, and that you hear our prayer. Abba, thank you for allowing us to see another Shabbat. It's raining, but it's still the Shabbat. Some people will call it gloomy. I call it the Shabbat. Abba, thank you for setting apart this time for your sons and your daughters and all of humanity. Anybody who wants to talk to you or come to you, Father, you set apart time for them, Father, and we thank you for it. Father, we thank you for leading us and guiding us throughout the week and protecting us and providing us with our daily living, Father, and the things that we need, the things that are essential to us, Father, in this day-to-day life. We thank you for the strength and the wisdom to overcome our obstacles, Father, to overcome the traps of the enemy. We thank you, Abba, for the healing of us mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. We thank you for hearing our prayers on our brother Hector down in Puerto Rico. Father, continue to heal and the medical, to heal him and guide the medical team for recovery, Father. We thank you for continuing to heal us individually as well as collectively, Father. Our Ema, our brother Shabud, our brother Sheva, our brother Abram, Sister Emuna, Sister Bitsy, and anybody else who I miss, Father. Heal them too, Abba. We thank you for it. We ask, Abba, that you open up our minds to your word, Father, that you open up our ears, and that you grow us individually as well as collectively according to your will, Father. Show us what we need to know. Lead us and guide us, Father, and continue to be long-suffering with us, Father, when we go to the left and to the right, Father. Chastise us in your love and kindness and bring us back onto your path, Father. These things we ask you, Father, in the name of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat shalom. This is an early edition of Honor the Torah, Magnify the Torah, and Make it Honorable. I'm your brother, Dave Wealth. Yeah, Bet Yahweh Congregation. This is by Cole Elohim Production, Baltimore, Maryland. And this is what my fifth week, I believe. And I hope you had a great week. And if you didn't, it's the Shabbat. I hope I'm coming through clearly. I hope I'm coming through clearly and everything. And everybody can hear me. Today we are going to be talking about homeostasis. And what it is it's going to be talking about blood and how it repairs things, all right? How the blood goes and stabilizes the body, all right? So, as usual, we're going to send out the link, Todai Aki. As usual, we're going to send out a link, and well, as soon as I get to the link. And first, we're just going to read through this link, because the way Abba want me to do this, we're going to read through this link, and I just want y'all to pay attention to what it says this blood does. Then we're going to go into the scriptures, because Abba then put some stuff on my heart, and you know, I wouldn't say it's come on now, get this out of the way. No! Wrong button. Go back one. All right. I just want me to speak on some stuff. All right. All right. Send it there. Brothers, could y'all send that out for me to the congregation? And because it's on the same link. It's just another lesson on that link. It's 18.5 on the same link. If you have an older one, you know. That's right. This one. I think everybody should have it now. Never mind. That's it. I think everybody should have it now. Just open up that link and follow along, fam. Like I said, we're just going to read through this first, and then we'll go back and get some scripture. All right? Now, it says, I'm not going to read the learning objectives. Let me start where it says, we're starting our platelets. All right, the paragraph above the vascular spasm. All right, it says, platelets are key players in hemostasis. Hemo means blood. Stasis is just the word for stabilizing, or when you break it down. Now, all right, or flow. It says platelets are key players in hemostasis, the process by which the body seals a ruptured blood vessel and prevents further blood loss. All right. Although rupture and just pay attention to everything that it's talking about, fam. Although rupture of larger vessels usually requires medical intervention, hemostasis is quite effective in dealing with small, simple wounds. There are three steps to the process. Vascular spasm, the formation of a platelet plug, and coagulation, which is what we call blood clotting. Failure of any of these steps will result in hemorrhage, excessive bleeding. You know, so anytime these things don't happen, there is a possibility of you bleeding out, you dying, if one of these steps don't happen. Because the word hemorrhage literally means burst of blood bursts, when you look up the etymology of it, all right? It literally means blood bursts. And, you know, when you think about a burst, you think about something, boom, and it just keeps on going. You know, like if you had a fire hose or something like that and it's connected to a source, constantly pumping under pressure. And then all of a sudden that fire hose, boom, well, the water don't stop. Water just keep on going. Just because the fire hose broke, the water going to keep on going, right? And eventually, if the source has a limit, the source will run out, All right? But it says excessive bleeding. All right? Now, we're in the vascular spasm. When a vessel is severed or punctured, or when the wall of a vessel is damaged, vascular spasm occurs. In vascular spasm, the smooth muscle in the walls of the vessel contracts dramatically. This smooth muscle has both circular layers. Larger vessels also have longitudinal layers. The circular layers tend to constrict the flow of blood, whereas the longitudinal layers, when present, draw the vessel back into the surrounding tissue, often making it more difficult for a surgeon to locate, clamp, and tie off a severed vessel. The vascular spasm response is believed to be triggered by several chemicals called endothelins that are released by vessel lining cells and by pain receptors in response to vessel injury. This phenomenon typically lasts for up to 30 minutes, although it can last for hours. So, you know, a spasm just means that jerk, that movement. Like sometimes when you got a rupture or something, you can feel your muscle, they have muscle spasms. And sometimes your muscle moves involuntarily. You know, it's just jumping. Well, the same thing happens when a trauma happens inside of your vascular system, you know, the blood system. Formation of a platelet plug. In the second step, platelets, which normally float free in the plasma. Listen to this. Platelets, which normally float free in the plasma, encounter the area of vessel rupture with the exposed underlying connective tissue and collagenous fibers. The platelet begins to clump together, become spike and sticky, and bind to the exposed collagen and endothelial lining. This process is assisted by the glycoprotein in the blood plasma called Willebrand factor. Now, glycoprotein, I looked that up. What was that again? Okay, it's proteins and carbohydrates, any class of proteins that have carbohydrate groups attached to, it says, the polypeptide chain. So basically, your carbs, which are inside your body, are helping this process along. All right? It's helping repair your body, which is why a lot of people who exercise, you know, need a higher carb intake than people who don't exercise, because, you know, exercise, you're tearing tissue. You're tearing and repairing. It's a constant tear, repair, tear, repair, tear, repair. So the muscle gets bigger and stronger. The oxygen, you get to pull in more oxygen. Tear, repair, tear, repair. You know? But if you're carb deficient, you don't get to repair. All right. It says this process is assisted by a glycoprotein in the blood plasma called von Willebrand factor, which helps stabilize the growing platelet plug. As platelets collect, they simultaneously release chemicals from their granules into the plasma that further contribute to hemostasis. Among the substances released by the platelets are adenosine diphosphate, which helps additional platelets to adhere to the injury site, reinforcing and expanding the platelet plug. Serotonin, which maintains vasoconstriction. Prostaglandins and phospholipids, which also maintain vasoconstriction and helps to activate further clotting and help to activate further clotting chemicals as discussed next. So all this stuff is going on, right? Now, just picture it. Your blood is free flowing. Injury happens, something happens, and all of a sudden it changes form to something inside of, hold up, it's flowing through, wait a minute, injury happens, boom, and it goes to the spot and starts repairing. The plasma breaks down and starts forming a plug. The first thing it wants to do, stop the injury, stop it from I gotta seal up this plug, right? Now, here's the next, well, the first thing it does is it constricts, you know, it cuts off, you know, the muscle constricts. The second thing it does, the blood does, then the blood goes into action. So after the muscle constricts, it goes into action and forms a plug to initially slow down the loss of blood, right? And then this next part, and then all the stuff that it's releasing is going to help the next part, right? Which comes to the next part. It says, It says a platelet plug can temporarily seal a small opening in a blood vessel. Plug formation, in essence, buys the body time while more sophisticated and durable repairs are being made. You hear that? That platelet okay, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold this up until the main repair, the more permanent repair is coming, right? He says, plug buys the body time while more sophisticated and durable repairs are being made. In a similar manner, even modern naval warships still carry an assortment of wooden plugs to temporarily repair small breaches in their hulls until permanent repairs can be repaired. They understand what the body does and mimicked it. You out at war, you out at sea, right? And all of a sudden, your ship get a hole in it. They stick a wooden plug, anything, to plug up that hole so they won't sink. Because they know what taking on that water is going to do. If they want to live, they better find a way to stop the water from getting into that boat. And they get it from the body. So here comes the next part. Coagulation. Now, if you look up the etymology of coagulation. First of all, it says the action or process of a liquid, the definition of it, the action or process of a liquid, especially blood, changing to a solid or semi-solid state. That's what coagulation is. If you look at the etymology of it, it comes from, what is it? Nominative of coagulato, which means, I have to look at coagulate, I'm sorry. Coagulate. That's what coagulate. It comes from the word for curdle. Coagulate, Latin. Right? It means run it. It comes from the word curdle. Now, we know what happens with milk when it curdles. If you ever seen sour milk, you know, had milk in the refrigerator too long and it went bad, it curdled. That once flowing milk all of a sudden comes together in them big chunks. You know? Cottage cheese was once milk. Was once milk. You know? Et cetera, et cetera. Yogurt was once milk. What happened? It coagulated. It came together and bound up. All right? But this is what's going on in your body, and this is for the major repair. So let's go back to it. It says coagulation. These more sophisticated and more durable repairs are collectively called coagulation. The formation of a blood clot, that's what we know it as, more commonly known as. The process is sometimes characterized as a cascade. Listen to this. The process is sometimes characterized as a cascade because one event prompts the next as in a multi-level waterfall. Keep that in mind, family. The result is the production of a gelatinous but robust clot made of a mesh of fibrin. An insoluble, the word insoluble, and listen to this. The result is the production of a gelatinous but robust clot made of a mesh of fibrin. What is fibrin? An insoluble filamentous protein. The word insoluble means it does not dissolve. It does not break down. Remember this. This is the repairing of this is the repairing and the rupturing, repairing of a rupture which goes on inside of the body, right? All this is being done by the blood. All the muscle has to do is constrict. Once the muscle constricts, the blood goes into motion, and the blood is the one doing all this work. He says, an insoluble filamentous protein derived from fibrinogen. The plasma protein introduced earlier, right? It was in the, it wasn't, we didn't talk about it in this lesson, but in the lessons before, they talked about that, all right? So if you can go back to the lessons before and read about it, all right? And in case y'all didn't know, it's a search bar on here. So whatever you're looking for, if you know something that you're specifically looking for, you can hit the little search bar, type in, you know, what you're looking at, and it'll tell you where it's at, all right? So, you know, that's the little magnifying glass for anybody who doesn't know. It says, what was that? The plasma protein introduced earlier, in which platelets and blood cells are trapped. Right? Then it has a figure, summarizes the three steps of hemostasis. And you can look at that figure right there, and it tells you exactly what goes on into the, what, see, the first thing that happens, that big muscle, the pathway that's moving through has to constrict. It has to get smaller, right? But then on top of it getting smaller, the blood, which was bigger, it has to get smaller, right? And then after the muscle gets smaller and then the plasma gets smaller, now the coagulation comes together and it makes it bigger. By both, the first thing that has to happen, the two have to get smaller. It says, clotting factors involved in coagulation. It says, in the coagulation cascade, chemicals called clotting factors or coagulation factors prompt reactions, listen here, prompt reactions that activate still more coagulation factors. The process is complex, but is initiated along two basic pathways. The extrinsic pathway, which normally is triggered by trauma. Extrinsic means the outside, right? So if somebody takes a knife and cuts you, that's extrinsic. It's happening outside of the actual vascular system. So the blood does its thing, and everything that we talk about happens, and it's happening on the outside. Then it has the intrinsic, right, which begins in the bloodstream, right, the internal one, right? It says the intrinsic pathway, which begins in the bloodstream and is triggered by internal damage to the wall of the vessel. Excuse me for one second. Let me get a drink. Sorry about that. He says, both of these merge into a third pathway, referred to as the common pathway. All three pathways are dependent upon the 12 known clogging factors, including Ca, that's calcium squared, calcium 2+, and vitamin K. Right, and this one we talk about vitamin K because it talks about it's a different type of vitamin. Right, we'll get to it when we get to it. It says vitamin K. It says clogging factors are secreted primarily by the liver and the platelets. Secreted primarily by the liver and the platelets. The liver requires the fat-soluble vitamin K to produce many of them. Vitamin K, along with biotin and folate, is somewhat unusual among vitamins in that it is not only consumed in the diet, but is also synthesized by bacteria residing in the large intestine. The calcium ion, considered factor 4, is derived from the diet and from the breakdown of bone. Some recent evidence indicates that activation of various clotting factors occurs on specific receptor sites on the surface of platelets. The 12 clotting factors are numbered 1 through 13 according to the order of their discovery. Factor 4 was once believed to be a distinct clotting factor, but is now thought to be identical to factor 5. Rather than renumber the other factors, factor 6 was allowed to remain as a placeholder, also a reminder that knowledge changes over time. So they have all this down here written and everything. And I find it funny that it's 12 ways, that like the whole prop is 12 different ways that this blood clots up and repairs what's going on within this body. Right. That's one of those clinky dinks, you know. Says Ike, I remember when I had chapter Genesis 17, verse 12. The scientists found out in the 1930s or 40s, the highest level of vitamin K is released on the eighth day. Coagulation helps stop bleeding by assisting with clotting. Yahweh is awesome. Wisdom. That's right, Ike. I remember when you talked about that, because you talked about that and that serotonin, because I believe serotonin is like a painkiller, and how much is released on that eighth day. So when a child gets circumcised, on the eighth day, they don't really feel it like that because there's so much serotonin release that he gets snipped and he don't know. You know, so you're right. Get right. Circumcision, right. You ask, I remember you told on that. You are absolutely correct. X extrinsic pathway. It says the quicker responding and more direct extrinsic pathway. Now, when it's coming from the outside trauma, it's quicker. So if you cut yourself, the blood acts in a more faster manner. The clotting and all these different things happen faster. It's more of an emergency. If something is coming, a danger is coming from the outside, right? Remember that. The quicker responding and more direct extrinsic pathway of an extrinsic pathway, also known as the tissue factor pathway, begins when damage occurs to the surrounding tissues, such as in the traumatic injury. Upon contact with blood plasma, the damaged extravascular cells, which are extrinsic to the bloodstream, release factor 3. Factor 3 is thromboplasma. Sequentially, calcium 2, Ca2 plus, then factor 7, proconvertin, which is activated by factor 3, are added, forming an enzyme complex. So remember, they talk about how it's a multi-stage thing. It's not just once the blood starts clotting and it cut, that's it. No, it keeps on going. You say it's a cascade, it's like a waterfall. So it starts from one point, hits, cascades, and it keeps on coming down. So it keeps on going. It's not a one hit or quitter, right? It keeps on going because the whole point of it is for it to cease and for the body to be whole. Because if a rupture happens, there is a possibility of death. And they don't want death. The body doesn't want to die. It's designed to live. He says, factor 3 are added, forming the enzyme complex. This enzyme complex leads to activation of factor 10. Through a power factor, which activates the common pathway discussed below. The events in the extrinsic pathway are completed in a matter of seconds. So you got all that going on. Like, come on, it's sort of like when you're building a house, right, they put the frame up, and then they put the walls up, which are normally made of, well, now they make them out of OSB board, right? Or plywood. Most people use OSB because it's cheaper, right? But that's not enough to protect this house. So after you put that up, they put something else on the top of either siding or brick or something to protect the wood of the house. So it's layers. It's layered. You know? I hope everybody is getting it. I hope everybody sees the what's being painted. All right, it says now we're going to the intrinsic pathway. Intrinsic pathway, also known as the contact activation pathway, is longer and more complex. Right, so in this case, the factors involved are intrinsic. To present within, right? That's what intrinsic means, in the bloodstream. The pathway can be prompted by damage to the tissues resulting from internal factors such as arterial disease. However, it is much often initiated when factor 12, Hagman factor comes into contact with foreign materials, such as when a blood sample is put into a glass test tube. Within the body, factor 12 is typically activated when it encounters negatively charged molecules, such as inorganic polymers and phosphate produced earlier in the series of intrinsic pathway reactions. Factor sets off a series of reactions that in turn activates factor 11. Anti-homolic factor C or plasma, thrombamine, plastin. I'm not even sure if that's how that's antecedent. Then factor 9. I'm going to just read the part. I'm not going to try to pronounce any of that anymore. We still got to get to the word. He says, then factor 9. In the meantime, chemicals released by the platelets increase the rate of these activation reactions. Finally, factor 8 from the platelets and endothelial cells combines with factor 9 to form an enzyme complex that activates factor 10. So on each, see, the same way it happens on the outside of the body, it's happening internally too, right? He says, the events in the intrinsic pathway are completed in a few minutes. All right. It says both common pathway. Both the intrinsic and extrinsic pathways lead to the common pathway, in which fibrin is produced to seal off the vessels. Once factor 10 has been activated by either the intrinsic or extrinsic pathway, the enzyme prothrombinase converts factor 2, the inactive enzyme prothrombin, into the active enzyme thrombin. All right, so something that was inactive is now activated, right? Once something jumps off, right? It says, then thrombin, note that if the enzyme thrombin were not normally in the inactive form, clots would form spontaneously, a condition not consistent with life. So if this, listen to what it says, if this is always in its active form, you would constantly have blood clots, right? Now think about what, you know, think about anybody who might have passed away from blood clots. Because I know a lot of people who had blood clots, and this gland is acting up on the inside. Or they had ruptures within the inside, and something loosened. But this particular gland shouldn't be in its active state constantly. Because, you know, once the blood clots up, no blood, it's not consistent with life. You will die if the blood clots up all the time. That means it can't flow. Right? Now think about that. That's why it only clots up when it's supposed to. When it's supposed to be in repair mode, that's when it clots up. That's the purpose of it clotting up. It's not supposed to be in clot mode or repair mode constantly, because if it's in repair mode constantly, it kills the body. Think about that, y'all. This remember, we are talking about the body. He says, then thrombin converts factor 1, the soluble fibrin, into the insoluble fibrin protein strands. Factor 13 then stabilizes the fibrin clot. All right. So remember, we talked about how that one part was insoluble, but then it converts to something, it was soluble, now it converts to something that is insoluble. It won't break down, right? He says, fibrinolysis. Now, this is something I heard in the at one point inside of on TV that they were suing people for they had the class action lawsuits against doctors for fibrinolysis. Says the stabilized clot is acted upon by contractile proteins within the platelets. As these proteins contract, they pull on the fibrin threads, bringing the edges of the clot more tightly. Now listen to how it pulls on the threads. We're bringing the edges of the clot more tightly, somewhat as we do when tightening loose shoelaces. The process also wrings out of the clot a small amount of fluid called serum, you know, which is blood plasma without its clotting factors. So it's like it's tightening up, and at the same time, it's like wringing out a washcloth. You know, you're wringing it out, and it's getting drier, and it gets tighter, and it's forming, and it's clotting up, doing what it's supposed to do. But that liquid, anything that could possibly break down, they're taking it out of there, right? They're taking it out because this can't be that liquid and that fluid. No, it has to be rigid, this process, you know, to keep this permanent, to keep it from breaking down. It has to take anything out of it that can break down. Says to restore normal blood flow as the vessel heals, the clot must eventually be removed. Fibrinolysis is the gradual degradation of the clot. Again, there is a fairly complicated series of reactions that involve factor 12 and protein capitalizing enzyme, catalyzing enzymes. During this process, the inactive protein plasminogen is converted to the active plasmin, which gradually breaks down the fiber on the clot of the clot. Additionally, bradykin, vasodilator, is released, reversing the effects of the serotonin and prostaglandins from the platelets. This allows the smooth muscle on the walls of the vessels to relax and help to restore the circulation. So this is getting to the point where after the repairs is done, it's been clotted up, it's been did what it's supposed to do. Now it starts to relax and goes back to its normal, the muscle. Remember, it constricted first. So after after the work is done, it can go back to being normal. And that's the whole point of getting it back to the normalcy, getting back to how things were functioning, how you're supposed to function. Says, and this, we're going to skip this plasma, but... Yeah, we're gonna skip that for the sake of time. But read the rest of it. The plasma anticoagulants, people gonna work against you. I'm kind of giving it away now. But there's certain stuff in your body that works against these coagulants, right? It works against the injury. Then you have disorders of clotting. That is. You know, again, for the sake of time, we're going to come out there. Now, I hope everybody understands how the body is working to keep itself from dying. All right? The whole point is the body don't want to die. So we're going to get into what Abba gave me, y'all. See? Because we have a lot of quote-unquote death. Death meaning separation. Death meaning the death of relationships with folks and everything. We have a lot of death within Israel. All right? We've experienced some quote-unquote deaths over the years. I mean, we had regular deaths also, like physically real deaths. But right now, what I'm speaking on and what Abba want me to speak on is ones that we can repair. You know? Those quote-unquote deaths, those who walked away, those who don't, you know, and they walked away for whatever their reasons is. See, but we as the body, you know, sometimes we have our squabbles, and our squabbles ain't supposed to be happening. Because if the squabbles keep on happening, it's going to rupture. The body is going to rupture, and we've seen ruptures before. We didn't see anger before. We didn't have the councils, the counselings. But the body is supposed to be working to repair itself. Now, if those things are not being repaired, if those things are not being worked upon, then what's going to happen? What's going to happen to the body? It's going to die. What's the point of this family? Yahushua said it, and it's the blood that keeps us together. Blood is doing the work. The muscle has to get low. The muscle has to contract or get low or humble itself so repairs can be done. Then on top of that, the blood humbles itself and does the repairs. Also, life can continue. And it's not a one bam, thank you, ma'am, like we read. He said it cascades. First, he puts a bandage on it to stop it, to slow it down, to give himself enough time to make these major repairs. Why? Because I don't want you to die, and I want something permanent. Shouldn't be no beefing. Shouldn't be no, you know, us looking at each other, one, you know, the way our angry cousins look at. Shouldn't be going on in Israel. We supposed to be serving the same God. We supposed to be covered in the blood of Messiah. But now, Messiah is working against himself. Is that what we're saying? Because we ain't one body. And then sometimes, even within the congregation, we got these squabbles. And that shouldn't be. Not saying that we're going to get along all the time, but it ought to be a way, and then that's the point of the external thing, you know, something that's coming in from the outside, causing the issue. But then he says you have the internal thing where there's issues already on the inside, and he's repairing both. I got both of y'all. He says those ones that's coming from the outside, he said, I'm going to handle those even quicker. Because outside of us shouldn't be influencing us. So he repairs those quicker. He said the ones on the inside, they take a little bit longer. I'm going to really put my work in on them. The ones on the inside, I'm going to take my time with that one. So let's look at some of the things this word say. He says, we're going to start in the book of Devarim, chapter 17. Devarim 17, verses 8 through 13. And you know, this is something that my, that Yaka'el, sent out in regards to counseling. Excuse me, fam. And it reads, Devarim 17, starting in verse 8, it says, if there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gates, then shalt thou arise and get thee up unto the place which Yahweh, your mighty one, has chose. And you shall come unto the priests, the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. And you shall do according to the sentence which they of the place which Yahweh shall choose, shall show thee. And you shall observe to do according to all they inform thee, according to the sentence of the law which they shall teach you, and according to the judgment which they shall teach you, which they shall tell you. You shall do, you shall not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee to the right hand nor to the left hand. And the man that will do presumptuously will not hearken unto the priest, and that standeth to minister there before Yahweh, thy mighty one, or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and you shall put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. So first of all, we got to do what we told. If there's an issue coming about and it comes to what, first of all, he said, the priest and the judge. Right? At that time. A little bit later, Yahushua said, you know, you take him and first, you talk to that brother, because talk to that brother, and you ought to have a rapport one to another. There should not be an issue where brothers can't talk to one another and solve it, number one. Right? But Yahushua realizes that sometimes we get in our feelings. Right? He gets that. So he says, okay, you talk to your brother. He said, first of all, go to him by himself. Y'all talk about it. And this way, you win your brother back. Right? But if that don't work, take somebody with you. He didn't say, he went from what they say, factor X, factor 10, okay, with factor 10 didn't work, let's go to factor 11. Take a brother with you. Right? That by two or three witnesses, all truth should be established. See, because now it ain't my, okay, it's still what I say versus what you say, but now we got somebody in there, we got a mediator. Right? And he can collab the story. Okay, you said this, you said this, you said that. All right, that didn't work, nothing else came from that, no problem. Let's go to factor 12. Take them before the elders. They go before the elders. If somebody's saying, hold up, now here come the other guys. No, hold up. You didn't say that the first time. Hold up. You add no one now. Right? Because remember, all truth has to be established with those witness, with that witness. You didn't say that the first time. You didn't do that the first time. You add no one to the story now. But then he said, if that person don't want to listen to the sentence that was passed. Because once you get to the elders, a sentence going to be passed. Treat them like a publican. In other words, he didn't want to seal the rupture up. I'm doing all this work trying to stop this from happening. But one, you didn't constrict yourself. You did not humble yourself. You didn't do like that muscle do. And that muscle, first thing he has to do, constrict itself before any work can be done. I had a friend tell me one time, she was going through it with her sister. To the point where her sister just had a child, just had a brand new baby boy. And she wanted to see her nephew. And I'm like, okay. And she going through it and how she feel and this, that, and another. I said, well, you know, why don't you just tell her you're sorry? I didn't do anything. I don't believe, I didn't do that. Why I gotta be the one that always humble myself? That's what she said. I'm like, don't you want the relationship? If you want that relationship, you'll humble yourself. What's important to you? Because I know you seeing your nephew is important to you. You crying to me about it. You are literally in tears about it. So what's important to you? You taking the low? Why always got to take the low? Sometimes it's better to take the low. You ain't always got to take the low. You ain't always got to take, but if you want this thing to work, you see she ain't going to take the low. Figure out what's important to you. You know, I remember working on, and I told her, look, I just want the Sabbath off. I work whatever days you want me to work, just give me the Sabbath off. I work the six. Just give me the Sabbath off. Why? That was important to me. When Saturday come around, I want it off. I don't want to work Saturdays anymore. I want to be at worship. That's what I want to do. All right, Helen, we'll talk about it. Cool. And eventually, I got it off. And once, you know, but first of all, you have to identify what's important to you. A lot of folks don't want to identify what's important to them, and that's why all these issues keep on going on within Israel versus Israel, camp versus camp, and then sometimes person versus person. What's important to them? Sometimes their pride and how they're feeling is important to them. So what happens? The relationships bleed out and they die. A doctrine, it's about I can't get along with this person, which, strictly speaking, that shouldn't happen within camps either. John 13:34-35. Yohanan 13:34-35. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Not how much you beef and not how tough you are and not how, you know, not, that don't mean nothing. Can you get along with a person? It don't make a difference how well how much Abba revealed to you, or how about whatever, if you can't get along, if you can't show love to one another, if you can't live peaceably with one another, what difference do it make? Yahushua is constantly breaking himself down and showing in so many different ways all the stuff that he does. I want y'all to live. I want y'all to thrive. I want y'all to the same way I sacrificed myself for y'all. That's what the word said. The same way I gave myself up for y'all, that's what y'all want y'all to do for one another. Not willing to do that. Too much bickering, too much pride, too much I. And he didn't stop, you know. He said, you know, to repair these things, you can't, all right. Well, I tried to talk to him and that was it. No, it's a multi-cascade. Look, I tried to talk to him and that was it. No, he ain't trying to search. That's the end of it. That was just that little platelet, that plug, that talk was just provide you some time to do the major repairs. To get this thing done. Because remember, after that muscle constrict, that blood breaks down, that plasma breaks down, because it goes from one form to another. And parts of it goes in and makes that temporary fix until the major stuff can come. So a lot of times we have temporary fixes but never did the major stuff. Devarim chapter 25, verses 1 through 3. He says, if there be a controversy between men, and they come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Right? And it shall be, if the wicked be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault, by a certain number, 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed, lest he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes. Then thy brother shall seem vile unto thee. Not saying, and with this, well, why are you going to do well? Why did I believe you there? Not saying you ain't going to get punished. People who do wrong, expect a punishment. Judgment is going to come. Expect that punishment. Expect when you're in right standings, you do right, you're going to get judged righteously. When you're in wicked standings and you do wickedness, you're going to be judged wickedly. And a punishment might come with that. But don't be excessive about it, the words say. Don't hate your brother. Right? He said, because if you go above, go above them 40 stripes, then your brother seems vile to you. You're not supposed to be looking at him in that manner. You're not supposed to be seeing him in that manner. He messed up. But remember, it's going to come a time, like the words say, you know, when you're going to mess up. And you might have to get down for them 40 stripes. And you might not want your brother, you don't want your brother to look at you in no certain way when you mess up. The same way you want mercy, you have to give mercy. The same way you want the humbleness, you have to give the humbleness. You're going to reap what you sow. Whatever measure you use to measure a person, you shall be met with that measure. So if you come in with harshness, expect harshness to come back. But if you come in with meekness, you should expect meekness in return. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 32. Ephesians 4, verse 22 through 32. Oops. And it reads, he says, that ye put off concerning the former conversations, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is after Elohim, which after Elohim is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of Yah, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Yah for Messiah's sake hath forgiven you. So when we hear brothers have issue with brothers and they haven't gone past it, what's really going on? When we hear this camp don't want to talk to that camp because of this, what's really going on? When we hear all these things that cannot, we can't unify because of this, we can't talk because of that, we can't, what's really going on? People are giving place to the devil. And the devil don't want that. He wants you to die. He wants you to hemorrhage. He wants you to lose all your blood, all of it, every drop. He wants you to dysfunction, because even from the inside, a thing that was designed to repair can malfunction and cause you to die. Because it's active or it's doing something that it ain't supposed to do at the wrong time. It is doing something it's supposed to do. It thinks it's doing the good thing, but a lot of times it ain't. It's thinking it's repairing something. No, it's not. It's clocking and clogging up the body, and it's causing you to die. It says, Romans chapter 3, this is the last verse, family. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. And it reads, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Yah. They are all
God out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their way. In the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of Yah before their eyes. Major malfunction within the body. But Yahushua is constantly repairing it. Constantly. He has to go up against all this. But the first thing he needs us to do is humble ourselves. Submit yourself. Wait a minute. That ain't right. About that. I can hear the elder. Nope. There you go. Oh, that was right. Okay. Submit yourselves. James chapter 4, just the last verse, y'all. Submit yourselves. James chapter 4, verse 7. Or Yaakov chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to Elohim. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So Yahushua is doing the repairs, family. You know? But he needs us to submit or lower ourselves to the mighty ones, humble ourselves, fear out, respect the mighty one. As my brother said in one of his teachings, he talked about surrender to the mighty one. Give him control. Give him authority. All right? Family, we got to get it together. All of Israel got to get it together. But again, we start at home. I remember a while ago, brothers were talking about the house ain't clean. The house ain't clean. The house ain't clean. And I haven't heard an update. I didn't hear if the house is clean yet. So I'm assuming that the house still ain't clean. So now it's time to clean. This is the time of edification. This is the time of change. This is the time putting away that old man, killing him off, so that new man can come forth. This is the time of forgiveness. This is the time of redemption. This is the time of salvation. This is all those times. But we got to do it when our eyes are open. Because once we close them, that's it. Whatever is done is done. Don't you want to close your eyes knowing that you have done all that you can? Knowing you put your best foot forward. No regrets. All right, fam? So the same way that our body and that blood is working hard externally, internally, to repair any breach, any trauma, anything that causes injury to it, Let us also do that for one another. Let us all be peaceful with one another as much as we can. There shouldn't be anything that can come up that can divide us or bring us to that point where it's unrepairable, irreparable damages, as they say. All right. So, family, if you have any questions or comments about anything, you know, put them on the line and you know, we'll answer them. So we're going to close out now. Let's see for a second, fam. Yeah. Ikea caught my eye. Interesting. 9 of 13 coagulation types on the chart source comes from H3, Hebrew 3:1, 3513, Kabod, or liver, the heaviest organ. It detoxifies the blood and purifies blood. Also, COVID-19 vaccines are one of the effects. One of the effects was blood clotting. Mm. Also, lamb and greens vegetables are high in vitamin K. Makes me think of Yahushua Seder, man. He told Aki. Yeah, but then the thing is, that liver is very important, you know, for what it does, you know, and it do detoxify the body. It brings in those vitamins and everything, which really helps with the blood cells and all that. And like I say, it helps with vitamin K. It's actually one of the things that produce vitamin K. That and some of the stuff that we eat. So, yeah, when he designed this thing, again, you know, it's somebody said something and, you know, he was a believer. I mean, he wasn't a believer, but he believed in God, you know, but he one of those type of people that go back and forth, you know, first is God, then it's evolution. He's like, it's amazing how this body has evolved and what evolution has done with this life. But you were the same one that was talking about the grand design and everything. It's like people just go back and forth with it. But I don't know what he did when he designed this body. You know, he had everything in mind. Because, again, it's designed it's designed to show forth him. So in order for me to show forth myself, I'm going to think of everything. I'm going to show off in this world. I'm going to show off in this body. I'm going to show everything that you can see, you know, is to show me off so you can understand me, you know. So, Aki, I'm told out for the comment. We're going to close out now, family. Blessed be you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, trustworthy, mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Now one of your words is turned back to its origin, unfulfilled. But you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate king. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, we thank you once again to your son, Yahushua HaMashiach, for allowing us to see another Shabbat. We thank you for the words of our brother Yariel last night. We thank you for the Marae who's coming up. I believe it's a Harbel coming up. Whatever Marae comes up, Father, we ask that you put your spirit upon them and that you bring forth your word. You edify us through them, Father. We thank you for
all you've done for us throughout the week, Father. We thank you for allowing us to give back and forth and protecting us as we went out in this world, Father. We thank you for the healings that you provide for us. We thank you for healing our Ema, healing the brother Hector, and everybody and everybody everywhere, Abba. We thank you for setting apart this time for us, Father, to sup with us, Father, and give us your word and give us just this time, Father, this relaxation, this rest. Father, we thank you in the name of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom.
Sometimes I try to justify my sin, but no excuses will be heard in the end. So I think I.